two things we reported a little while ago, one about residents being allowed back into the affected neighborhood, and the second regarding an update regarding funeral arrangements.
That is correct. Our investigators have worked with other agencies, both state, other local agencies, and federal, worked on the crime scene in the area of Fidelity and Highland Streets throughout the night. It has been an operation that has now gone over 24 hours. The good news is that we have been able at this point to reduce our crime scene to the areas immediately surrounding the initial response address of 211 Fidelity. So residents of the Fidelity Highland Street area who had previously not been allowed back into their homes can now return home. And we just want everybody to know that we have pared back that crime scene, and it is around the 211 Fidelity residents only, a little bit of the street area too, but the other homes are available for residents to return there. As far as the funeral arrangements, the family is waiting for more immediate family to arrive into town. They're expected to be here this evening. Hopefully, funeral arrangements will start being made tomorrow morning. They just needed all of the immediate family to be here to be able to be a part of that. And as soon as we have information regarding the funeral arrangements for Constable Bachman, they have asked me to release that information.
Has the family decided whether there will be a public service of any kind?
I believe that is all going to be up for discussion whenever the other family members arrive in town.
All right, very good. Rhonda and I had talked off the air before going on live, and nothing additional to report from what Chief Jeff Capps had mentioned this morning, other than that the crime scene has shrunk now to the area of the affected home, and those homeowners in that neighborhood can return. And as new information is released, we'll get it from College Station PD.
I will send it out to you as it becomes available.
Very good, Rhonda. Thank you for the help this evening.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Again, Rhonda Seaton with the College Station Police Department on News Talk 1620 WTAW.